Welcome. Today, we're discussing Arthur's dream tech stack for building Web3 apps in 2025. Buckle up.
I'm all ears. Cursor AI, right? Sounds like it's blown him away. Is it really that much better than VS Code with Copilot?
Well, he raves about the UX, especially for Solidity, React, Next.js, and JavaScript. Plus, the chat function apparently trumps Copilot. He even uses it for VIP coding with Cloud 3.7. Imagine that.
VIP coding. I'm intrigued. What's that all about, and is he ditching Stack Overflow entirely?
He says it's amazing for debugging. The AI reads terminal errors, does web searches, and suggests code corrections. It's like having a coding buddy right there. And yes, he's practically living in Cursor now, barely touches Google or Stack Overflow.
That's impressive. What about the smart contract side of things? Still hard hat?
Nope. He's all in on Foundry, blazing fast apparently. Though he admits it was a bit weird at first, with its Solidity-like syntax for testing and deployments.
Interesting. I've heard good things about Foundry. What makes it so much better than Hard Hat, in his opinion?
He loves the CLI, the secure private key management, and the speed. He says it's just impossible to go back to Hard Hat now.
Okay, color me curious. So front-end integration, ethers.js, I presume?
Surprise. He switched to Vim and WagMe, for the smaller bundle size and better ecosystem support. Plus, he says new Web3 projects tend to favor these tools. Makes sense to go with the flow, right?
Definitely practical. Any thoughts on wallet connection libraries?
He's a fan of Rainbow, from the Wallet Connect founders. It's more feature-rich than Wallet Connect, but still simple to integrate with VM, WagMe, and his chosen wallets. Sounds like a winning combination.
Now, let's talk off-chain data verification. Is he using anything specific? This is a hot topic right now.
He recommends Layer. Full disclosure, he does work for them, but argues that it's easy to use with its Solidity and JavaScript SDKs. No Rust required.
So no need to wrestle with a new DSL, I like that. Any last pieces of his dream stack?
For a smooth UX, he suggests account abstraction, specifically Bakonomy, for gasless transactions and easy social logins. He highlights their helpful team and simple integration. Smart move.
This has been insightful. A very comprehensive tech stack from coding to deployment and user experience. Thanks for breaking it down. Any final thoughts?
It sounds like a solid foundation for Web3 development in 2025. Lots to explore. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Catch you on the next one.
Goodbye.